Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, as the Bitcoin price continues to break out, we're now facing huge resistance dated back to mid-May. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis on the daily as well as the four-hour chart. And if you missed yesterday's episode of the Orange Pill Podcast entitled Bitcoin is Default Insurance, they had a very interesting guest on by the name of Greg Foss, quoting him from this interview. The reality is, if you use the credit default swap market on sovereign nations to price Bitcoin today, Bitcoin's worth by my valuation metrics at least $150,000 US dollars per coin. That's based on current credit default swap spreads in the open market. And he continues, Bitcoin is an anti-fiat, and if Bitcoin is the anti-fiat or default insurance on a basket of fiat currencies, using that methodology, Bitcoin's worth at least $150,000 today. And still, that's cheap relative to where I think it could go. So there you have it. He believes Bitcoin is currently worth today $150,000 USD. Also in today's show, here's the worst case scenario for Bitcoin this month, according to crypto analyst Plan B. He recently tweeted, my on-chain data tells me this bull is not over and 64,000 was not the top. That is in line with my stock to flow X model. Also, my floor indicator, not based on stock to flow, says we will not go below $47,000 on August's close. And he updated us this morning. Looks like I was too early dismissing diminishing return scenario. In fact, this will be the key question over the next 6 months. Number one, was 64,000 the top and will we oscillate between 25 and 50,000? Or number two, was 64,000 not the top and will the bull market resume towards stock to flow between 100,000 and 288,000? My money is on number two. I'll be breaking all this down for you. Also in today's show, Bitcoin fractal set up from 2019, hence that the Bitcoin price can rebound back to $50,000. So is Bitcoin repeating this late 2019 formation brought to you by Trading Shot? And if so, is this bullish divergence likely to occur? Once again, I'll be breaking all this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and most major alts are currently breaking out in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. The market continues to pump over the weekend. You gotta love it. Let's break down the latest technical analysis. Bitcoin price is up a robust 8.5% from the July low of 32,700 recorded both on Thursday and Friday. Bitcoin surged over 3,000 over the past 2 days, breaking above the the 20-day moving average line at 34,900 and is now facing a combo of significant resistance on the daily time frame. The major resistance is provided by a falling trend line that dates back to mid-May when Bitcoin was trading above $50,000. Remember the good old days? This line forms the upper angle of a potential descending triangle pattern with an apex expected in around 10 days. Whereas the triangle floor at around 31,000, which is the level where Bitcoin found support for 5 times already since first retesting it on May 19th of this year. And looking at the shorter time frame, the Bitcoin price was trading inside a descending price channel since hitting the weekly high at 36,620 on Tuesday. And as mentioned, found the double bottom support around 32,700 on both days, Thursday and Friday. Then it managed to break above the descending price channel on Friday and started to form a short-term ascending price channel over the weekend. And earlier today, Bitcoin surged and broke resistance around 34,760 combined with the 20-day moving average as it reached as high as 35,700, reaching resistance at the upper angle of the mentioned above price channel. And in conclusion, the formation is starting to look slightly promising for Bitcoin. However, the cryptocurrency must still overcome major resistance area between 35 and 36,000. And at the time of this recording, we're at about 35,500, which is precisely in the middle, which includes the 20-day moving average, which is 34,900, midterm descending trend line, and the 50-day moving average, 36,600, which is the same as last week's high. In addition, the daily RSI is also at a critical level, retesting a descending trend line of lower highs, which started forming in February of this year. And as always, Bitcoin is trading inside a range of 30 to 42,000 since mid-May. It will need to break above 42,000 to return to the bullish track. That's right. That's the point of no return. We need to break that 42K resistance. When do you feel we're likely to do it? Let me know in the comments below. Now let's discuss the important support and resistance levels to watch out for in the Bitcoin market. The key support levels, the 35,000, 33,900, 33,005, 32,7, and 31,675. Now for the key resistance levels, the first one is at 36,620, which we're on the cusp of smashing right now this morning. Then 38,000, 38,570, 39,490, and 40,500. So if the buyers break the combined 35,700 resistance and head back above 36,000, the first strong resistance lies at 36,620, provided the late June highs and the 50-day moving average. This is followed by 38,000, 38,570, 39,490, and 40,500. Also like to point out that strong resistance then lies at 42,000, which was the January 2021 highs. Also, the daily RSI has returned to the long-term descending trend line we have been following here lately. This has been a critical level for the momentum to break as it has prevented it from creating higher highs since late February. The short-term momentum recently climbed above the middle line for the first time in July, indicating that buyers are attempting to establish some ground, as you can see right here in the daily Bitcoin chart, followed by the 4-hour daily chart, which you can see Bitcoin breaking out, continuing its bullish momentum. Now, how many of you watched yesterday's episode of the Orange Pill podcast with Max Keiser and Stacey Herbert entitled Bitcoin is Default Insurance? They had a very interesting guest on by the name of Greg Foss, quoting him from this interview. The reality is, if you use the credit default swap market on sovereign nations to price Bitcoin today, Bitcoin's worth by my valuation metrics at least $150,000 per coin. That's based on current credit default swap spreads in the open market. And he continues, Bitcoin is an anti-fiat, and if Bitcoin is the anti-fiat or default insurance on a basket of fiat currencies, using that methodology, Bitcoin's worth at least $150,000 today. And still, that's cheap relative to where I think it could go. So there you have it. He believes Bitcoin is currently worth today $150,000. You gotta love it. And to watch this entire episode of the Orange Pill podcast, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down our next story of the day, here's the worst case scenario for Bitcoin this month, according to crypto analyst Plan B, as well as I share with you this Bitcoin fractal setup from 2019, which hints that the Bitcoin price can rebound back to $50,000. And I break down this chart, which shows this bullish divergence with striking similarities to that of 2019. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin, Ethereum, and most of the alts in the green today, with Bitcoin up 2.6%, trading at $35,474, with Ethereum up 4.6%, trading at $2,322. We have Binance Coin up 3.5%, trading at $304. Polkadot up 1.5%, trading at $15.77. Chainlink up 2.5%, trading at $19. And Cardano up 1%, trading at $1.43. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Popular crypto analyst and Bitcoin bull Plan B is outlining Bitcoin's worst case scenario for this month of July. Are you ready? The widely followed analyst, who gained a massive following for being the first to apply the stock to flow model to Bitcoin, says the stock to flow is in a make it or break it phase, where it will either be further confirmed or invalidated in the next 6 months. That's right. He recently shared, if the Bitcoin price doesn't hit a minimal of $100,000 by December, that will invalidate the Bitcoin stock to flow price model. Now, the stock to flow has traditionally been applied to commodities like gold and silver. It predicts the performance of an asset based on the idea that the price increases as the asset becomes more scarce. Now, Plan B has used the stock-to-flow model to predict Bitcoin topping out at $288,000 this particular bull run, but the analyst concedes to his 609,000 followers on Twitter that Bitcoin's bearish price action is challenging this model. Checking out his recent tweets right here on crypto Twitter, my on-chain data color overlay in the chart below tells me this bull is not over and 64,000 was not the top. This is in line with my stock-to-flow X model. Also, my floor indicator, which is not based on stock to flow, says we will not go below $47,000 for August is closed. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments right down below. And he updated us this morning. Looks like I was too early dismissing diminishing return scenario. In fact, this will be the key question in the next 6 months. Number one, was $64,000 the top and will we oscillate between $25,000 and $50,000? Or number two, was $64,000 not the top and will the bull market resume towards stock to flow between $100,000 and $288,000. My money is on number two. Hey, my money is on number two as well. Let me know if you agree with this crypto analyst and checking out his chart right here. Bitcoin after 2012, 2016, and the 2020 halving. He's saying we are still intact with the stock to flow. So expect at least between a $100,000 and $288,000 Bitcoin price. So bottom line, the worst case scenario for Bitcoin this month is a monthly close at $28,000. However, the Bitcoin bull says brighter days are ahead for the world's leading crypto, where he notes that the worst possible monthly close for Bitcoin in August is 47,000, and he asserts that 64,000 was not the peak of this bull run. And Plan B adds he may have jumped the gun on dismissing the idea of diminishing returns or the concept that each Bitcoin bull cycle gets less volatile and therefore peaks at a lower price relative to the previous one, although he says that the next 6 months will determine whether that's true. He's betting that Bitcoin will land somewhere well into the six figures by the end of the bull run. Let's go, $288,000 Bitcoin price. I am so ready. And before I break down our final story of the day, this Bitcoin fractal setup from 2019 hints that the Bitcoin price can rebound back to $50,000, and I break down for you this bullish divergence, which has striking similarities to that of 2019. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $1.5 trillion with $63 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, and current Bitcoin dominance at 45.2%, with the Ether dominance at 18.4%, and the current Bitcoin market cap at $665 billion, with the Ether market cap at $271 billion. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Compound up 11% for the day and 83% for the week, trading at $423. Uniswap up 9% for the day and almost 28% for the week, trading at $20.69. And the Graph up 8% for the day and 27% for the week, trading at 67 cents. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 27 in fear. Yesterday was a 24, last week a 22, and last month a 27 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign. Investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Bitcoin faces the prospects of reaching between $47,500 and $50,000 based on its current trends eerily similarity to one in June through December of 2019. Let's discuss this 2019 Bitcoin fractal in detail. Bitcoin topped out around $14,000 on June 26, 2019 before turning lower for the remainder of the year on profit-taking sentiment and as well as FUD sparked by the Bitcoin Cash hard fork, Facebook standoff with regulators over his crypto project Libra. And then you had the U.S. president as well as Treasury Secretary threatening Bitcoin, the flagship crypto, crashed to near 6,500 in December 2019, and in doing so, it prompted its 50-day simple moving average, which is the SMA, to flip below the 200-day SMA, a phenomenon that technical chartists call a death cross, and see its formation as a sign of extended sell-offs ahead. But at the same time, the Bitcoin bulls held the price above the 50-week simple moving average. The crypto's one-day chart showed bears attempts to crash the price below its 50-week SMA, but the bulls bought those dips every time. Willful buy actions near the 50-week SMA later led to a strong upside rebound towards the 61.8 Fibonacci level that constituted a drop-down Fibonacci retracement graph, drawn from around the $14,000 swing high to approximately the $6,500 swing low. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 2019 price action brought to you by TradingView. The 2019 fractal also illustrated at least two bullish divergent scenarios wherein the Bitcoin price formed lower lows while its daily relative strength indicator, which is a price momentum oscillator, made lower highs. It hinted weakness and a prevailing bearish momentum. And as it turned out, the price soared later. Now checking out 2021, Bitcoin reconstructed the 2019 scenario halfway. At first, the crypto's correction from its record high of nearly 65,000 landed Bitcoin right at the same 50-week SMA support around 30,000. And at the same time, its move lower enabled a death cross setup. Now Bitcoin's price action in the past week also hinted at a bullish divergence scenario as shown in the chart below, and blowing it up for you right here. And before I break this down in greater detail, first I'm going to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 825 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. You can also find my blog I update daily at cryptonewsjess.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button right below this video and hit the bell icon to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, including weekends, just like this. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, as well as TikTok, so be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's continue breaking down this Bitcoin bullish divergence. As you can see here, it shows you Bitcoin's April/June price action brought to you by TradingView. Now, TradingShot, a market analytics platform, noted a bullish divergence formation coupled with a rebound from the 50-week simple moving average support could again send the Bitcoin price to the 61.8 Fibonacci level of the current top-to-bottom Fibonacci retracement graph. Quoting TradingShot right here, the support of the one-week moving average 50 is key as it's being achieved despite Bitcoin being on lower lows, while the day one RSI is on higher highs. He explained, along with the following, this is a bullish divergence and was also seen during October and late November through early December 2019. This divergence was enough to start the rebound to the 0.0618 Fibonacci retracement level, which you can see right here in this chart brought to you by TradingShot. It shows you the Bitcoin 2019 and 2021 fractal. I'm going to blow it up for you right here. I'll also include it in the show notes below the video. In the description, you can see the 61.8 Fibonacci level appeared near 47,500, but meanwhile, the other chart showed above the profit target, which is near $50,000. Now let's talk about the fundamentals. The statements appeared as Bitcoin closed its second quarter at a 41% loss, logging its worst decline since the 43% sell-off in the fourth quarter of 2018. Bitcoin's recent drop took cues from a flurry of negative fundamentals, including China's crackdown on the crypto industry, global regulators increasing their scrutiny, as well as Elon FUD puppets anti-Bitcoin tweets. Meanwhile, demand for Bitcoin also declined after the Fed's hawkish tone. The U.S. Central Bank announced that it might hike its benchmark interest rates by the end of 2023 to curb inflationary pressures, coincided with a Bitcoin rate plunge on June 16th. And afterward, despite strong headwinds, Bitcoin managed to float above 30,000, a psychological support level, and is currently back above $35,000. However, the equally strong resistance level at 40,000 is keeping the crypto short-term bearish bias intact. Then, of course, we have the mainstream analysts always bearish, nothing new under the sun, nothing more than FUD. Quoting one right here, one expects that the longer we go without a $40,000 handle, eventually support is going to crumble and give away to a sharp move towards $20,000. Fawad, an analyst at Think Markets, told the Wall Street Journal, noting that it leaves Bitcoin at the crossroads in the third quarter. I strongly disagree. And TradingShot added, have all the negative fundamentals priced in already? We can't know for sure, but if they have, the bullish divergence on the one-day RSI definitely shows something. So there you have it. Are you currently more bullish or bearish on the king of all crypto? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show, we discuss the latest Bitcoin technical analysis as Bitcoin is now facing huge resistance dated back to mid-May. Also in today's show, we discuss the worst case scenario for Bitcoin this month, according to crypto analyst Plan B. I broke down his latest price predictions for you, which includes us not going below $47,000 by August's close. And then he also says that $64,000 was not the top and that this bull market will resume towards stock to flows $100,000 to $288,000 Bitcoin price prediction. Also in today's show, we discussed this Bitcoin fractal setup from 2019, which hints that the Bitcoin price can rebound back to $50,000, which you can see in this bullish divergence. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's BlockFi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?